Hey there, sweet cheeks. Oh, I'm just looking at some of the old photo albums I have. There are just so many adorable pictures of me as a kid. Wanna see? Then get your butt over here so we can look through it together. Come on. Sit. Aww, look at me. I'm so cute. Ain't I just the cutest little thing you've ever seen? Admit it, I was adorable. I mean, just look at me right here. Aww, this one. Rosy cheeks. Hair and everything full of snow and a broken stick. I was truly a little devil that day. Ooh. You want to hear the magical tales from my youth? Well, there are many of them. I wonder where I should start, though. Yeah, you're probably right. I should explain this one, shouldn't I? Face and body full of snow. To be honest, I don't really remember a lot of that stuff I did as a kid, but my family always bugged me with how much of a little shit I could be. Yep, my mom, my dad, my brother, my grandmother, grandfather, you name it. They all called me a little shit at some point. Okay, well, maybe not my grandparents, but the rest of them? That's for sure. And I was a little shit, though. From time to time. Just because. Nothing could really stop me if I set my mind to it. So, a lot like now, really, but I think I have some better ideas now. Well, in this picture, I had the greatest idea of making myself a snowman. Nothing uncommon with that, right? And leave it up to me to build it on top of the miniature house or playhouse we had in the yard. Why, on the top of the playhouse? I have no idea. And it's not like it had a flat roof or anything like that. In fact, my dad later told me that it was pure luck that I didn't fall through the roof. Since the snow was really heavy, and I just lumping it together on the roof, really just packing it on hardcore. And I use sticks on the ends to kind of make some snow holder type thing, to something for the snow to lean on so it didn't fall off. I was going to make the grandest of all snowmen. Mm-hmm. And my little brain wanted to use all the snow I could find. It was going to be the grandest of all things, as I told my mom when she asked me about it. Oh, and I made one mistake, though. Mm-hmm. When I was done, I decided that I needed to put hair on the snowman. Mm-hmm. Imaginary hair. Hence the stick. But it, like, at that time it wasn't that broken. So I climbed up so I could like put the sticks on the top of it, and the whole thing came crashing down with me in it. It must have looked really dramatic. And I do actually remember my mom came rushing out. And me, I was just confused. Like, I put sticks to hold the snow there, and I didn't understand what had happened. So my dad, he took that picture while I was still in a daze. Looking at dad. Then at stick. Then at mom. Then at stick. Then I turned around and was like, what? Turned back to my parents and went, why did you destroy my snowman? It was going to be the most handsome snowman when it was finished. I've never seen my dad laugh as hard as he did that day. Gosh, it was so... It's funny to look back at now. Just a confused 8-year-old and her destroyed creation. I was so lucky that everything went all right. Like, I think I only got a cold and some bruises. All the snow all over me, inside my clothes, and I don't think I even realized that was cold at that point. My mom kept like really close eyes on me for the rest of that day and week. She'd been so concerned that she'd have called the doctor and asked if she should bring me in. But they just told her to keep an eye on me, and yeah, I think it was a bit too much, and I do get it. No one wants anything to happen to their precious baby. Even if said baby was sure that she was a grown-up. And another time, I created a new garage for my dad. Mm-hmm. By putting a lot of snow around his car. Damp snow that became ice from one day to the next. I was very proud of that garage. This way, maybe Dad wouldn't be able to go to work and stay home with me and make a snowman on the ground. I wanted a snowman infiltrate. So many, many. But instead, I just got a stern talking to, and my dad was late for work. I think he said his colleagues teased him for a week for that one. Since he told them why he was late. I do wish that there was a picture of the so-called snow slash ice garage. But I just think my dad restored it all. And for some reason, I wasn't allowed to build anything with snow around the cars. I don't blame them. Yeah, I guess this was just normal kid stuff, but I mean, I had a great time, or at least I think I did. So, how about you? Got any stories to tell me? If not, I have several more. Just saying. I love you, and I hope you still love me.